Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about a most amazing chassid of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. His name was Rabbi Yechiel Michel, and he was known as Rabbi Michel. But he was a brilliant Talmud Chacham. He knew the entire Gemara, Bavli and Yerushalmi. He knew all of the Poskim. He knew the Rambam, the Rashba. He knew the books of Kabbalah. If you're not familiar with all of these books, it's okay. We'll perhaps explain them another time. But he had a vast, thorough knowledge of Torah. As a matter of fact, he was a person who had Ruach HaKodesh. He actually had, I don't know how often, Ruach HaKodesh. That means he had a divine inspiration. He had understood things that Hashem wanted him to understand that ordinary person could not understand. He had Gili Eliyahu, which means that Eliyahu and Navi appeared to him on certain times. I don't know again how often. A real, real holy person. He was also the teacher of a famous chassid named the Rashbatz, Rabbi Shmuel Bezalel. But Rabbi Michel never wanted to be a Rav. He didn't want to have a position of honor or authority. He just wanted to learn Torah. However, any time that a chassid would pass through his town on their way to Lubavitch to visit the Lubavitch Rebbe, he would actually honor this person, whoever the person was. Rabbi Michel would honor him. He would carry his bags, he would carry his suitcases, and he would go about 2 miles, 2 or 3 kilometers, which is around 2 miles, walking with him. Even when he was an older man, he would also do this. One time, this student of his, the Rashbatz, who actually eventually became a childhood teacher for the previous Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, he was obviously a person that was very trusted as a chassid and as a malama, as a teacher. And one time, this Rashbatz, when he was a young man, traveled from his teacher, Rabbi Michel, to Lubavitch. And at that time, the Alter Rebbe was no longer the Rebbe of Chabad. He had passed away. And also his son, Rabbi Dovber, was also no longer the second Rebbe of Lubavitch. He had also passed away. And now it was the time of the third Chabad Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. So Rabbi Michel gave the Rashbatz an envelope. And the envelope was sealed. And inside the envelope, Rabbi Michel said there was a pidyon nefesh, that means a personal note from Rabbi Michel to the Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek. And he said, do not open this envelope. Do not read the note which I wrote to the Tzemach Tzedek. However, on the way, the Rashbatz could not resist. And he was wondering, what is so special about this note? I'm sure he was thinking, L'shem Shemayim, you know, for the sake of heaven, I have to increase my learning. I have to understand what kind of note my teacher wrote to the Rebbe so I could also understand what kind of note I should write to the Rebbe and so forth. I'm sure he had these thoughts. The story doesn't say so, but it's my own addition. But in any case, he couldn't resist. And he opened up the envelope. He was amazed. Because on the paper that was inside, there was nothing written. It was completely blank. The note was completely blank on both sides. Okay, the Rashbatz put the note back in the envelope, and he continued to walk to Lubavitch. It was about 20 kilometers, which is, I think, about 16 miles. He entered the Beis Medrash, the study hall. There was Chassidim, young Chassidim, old Chassidim, middle-aged Chassidim. Every Thursday night, it was full. He arrived on a Thursday night. But he was exhausted from having walked all that way from the town where he learned with Rabbi Michel, which was actually called Rudnia. He was exhausted, a long, long walk from Rudnia. He fell asleep. All of a sudden, Reb Chaim Ber, who was the Mishares, the assistant of the Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek, sort of the secretary, he entered the Beis Medrash and he asked, who arrived here recently as a messenger of Rabbi Michel? Nobody answered. The Rashbats was still sound asleep. Nobody knew where he had come from. So Reb Chaim Ber, the Rebbe's secretary, left. But a little while later, he came again, made the same announcement. But the Rashbats was still asleep. Reb Shmuel Bitzal was still asleep. A third time. Finally, the fourth time, the announcement was made. The Rashbats woke up and he came forward. He was the one that had a message from Reb Michal. Reb Chaim Ber told him, right away, you have to go into the Semach Tzedek, to the Rebbe. Rashbats didn't really want to go before going to mikveh. He would always go to mikveh before going in to see the Rebbe, but here, what can he do? The Rebbe wants to see him immediately, so he had to go in. As he entered the Semach Tzedek's room, he suddenly stopped. Semach Tzedek said to him, a young man must follow orders. He realized that the Semach Tzedek immediately knew that he'd opened up the note, he'd opened up the Pidyon Nefesh, the personal note of Reb Michal, to look at. And the Semach Tzedek understood that he had opened it. Semach Tzedek put his hand into the Rashbats' jacket pocket, took out the note, and he began reading it. Now remember, the note was blank, at least to the eyes of the Rashbats. To Shmuel Bitzal, it looked blank, but the Rebbe was reading the note. The Rashbats was amazed. In fact, he was so amazed that he couldn't move. And Reb Chaim Ber, the Rebbe's secretary, had to actually carry him out of the room. He was in such shock that he could not pick up one foot after the other and walk out of the room. So what do we see from the story? What can we learn from this? Obviously, we are not people with Ruach HaKodesh who see Eliyahu HaNavi. But, as the Semach Tzedek said, a young man must follow orders. And that is a lesson that we can learn. That no matter what, it's important to follow the orders that a trusted authority gives us. Our teacher, our Rebbe, our parents, they give us an instruction. We have to follow orders. And in fact, the Jewish people are compared to an army. Tzivos Hashem, as we are called when we went out of Mitzrayim. The army of Hashem. And just like an army, we have a general. That is, we have leaders. And of course, Hashem is the king of the army. And the mitzvahs are the orders. And we must do the mitzvahs. We must follow Hashem's orders. But unlike an army, this will bring us very wonderful brachas. Although Hashem tells us what we need to do, and it's very important to follow his orders, but it comes with beautiful brachas, beautiful blessings. And this way we fill our life with goodness and with happiness and with wealth and with everything good. May it soon bring the ultimate blessing, which is the coming of Mashiach. May it happen very, very soon, and especially through us following Hashem's orders of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And especially this should free all of the hostages and give us complete success in the war in the land of Israel, heal all those who need to be healed, and bring back all those who we lost. May it happen immediately with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.